When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And welcome to Criminality Podcast, the podcast where we know loving reality TV and the spinoffs that they sometimes have is not a crime. Rebecca, how are you?
Spinoff. I'm great. I like that we've got the memo to show up in our own merch tonight. That's cool.
I don't think we've ever done that before, but it's so cozy.
I know. It's 'tis the season for a cozy criminality sweatshirt.
Yeah.
No, I'm great. It's good to see you.
Good. Always good to see you as well. We always get to have little, we talk all the time via text. And you're one of the few people who I like to see their face every once in a while. So congratulations.
Back at you, kid. Thanks.
Okay, Rebecca, do we have any Bravo news? Or I feel like there's been too much Bravo news as far as like these small... the John Jansen and Alexis Bellino dating.
That is so icky. Embarrassing for him. Not because of her, but like he's so thirsty to stay in the realm. Like, you're done.
It's giving Slade.
Yes, but he always seemed like he dreaded being on camera when he was Shannon. So I'm like, what are you doing? Is this like your second chance? He's like, I can do it. I'll do better this time. Like, that's what it feels like. And that is gross.
It's weird. I did see Alexis on a Below Deck at one point, and she had a different boyfriend who was not John Jansen and seemed more her speed, but wasn't as into her as she was into him. It was a lot, but... yeah, I feel like, is there any other Bravo stuff?
I'm sure there was. We never talked about the weird Winter House interception into Potomac, which is unsettling for me.
Talk about that.
Well, Jason and Giselle, I don't know how to feel about it.
Yeah, well, Giselle's never really had a boyfriend on the show that we, like a real one.
No, and she's kind of awkward. Like that kitchen scene, I found like I wouldn't call it chemistry. There was something happening, but I don't think it was chemistry. And like, he seems cool enough. Like I didn't mind him on Summer House, but then it's weird too that he showed up here.
Same John Jansen energy.
Yeah, kind of
what we're giving. But also, he was with Lindsay, which also was wild. Remember that?
No, I totally remember that. That's why this feels like such a strange leap, like just a weird, I actually feel like he kind of, I don't know, that was kind of, that the whole thing was really,
that was
intense
and sad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. It's just not making sense to me. And I don't know, TBD. I don't know if it's real. Like, I don't get it.
It's probably better if it doesn't make sense to us, anything in Bravo, because it's weird and I don't get it, but I love to watch it.
Yeah, no, same. And this isn't Bravo, but I did just want to tell you, I forgot to text you yesterday with the amount we text. I can't believe I didn't tell you. I passed on the street yesterday someone very famous who's not on Bravo.
Rebecca?
I know. Martha Stewart.
Really?
Yeah. And it's actually the second time I've seen her in real life because I went to her estate sale because
I remember.
I'm a Storage Wars weirdo and Martha Stewart's having an estate sale. I'm going to be there. So I did see her there. They were filming for her TV special, but this was just on the street near Bryant Park in Manhattan, where I hope you and your family will go when you're here for Christmas. And she was holding the arm of a gentleman kind of walking her, and I saw her face so close. I was walking with my friend and we both just went and we looked, and I mean, I was inches from her and her face looks amazing.
I'm glad and No, I'm glad to hear that. You know why? Because it says if I had more money, I could look amazing.
There is no ugly. There's only poor. And I'm not saying she's actually ugly. I'm just saying with the money, you can just keep getting better.
Yeah, yeah.
And you do wonder, like, she was on the cover of Swimsuit. Wasn't she on Sports Illustrated recently? Sports Illustrated,
yeah.
And you have to go, okay, we know that's airbrushed. We know that that's
sure.
Like, but honest to God, she glowed. She looked so good. Her hair was blown out. I mean, stunning. Man. Yeah. You just felt the rich around her. I was just like, wow. It was intoxicating. I'm not going to lie. It was powerful. But that's all.
Well, that is intense. I would not have guessed Martha Stewart because I did know you had
I know.
Seen her before. Yeah. Now it's just like you guys are pals.
I know. At this point, I'm going to be like, Martha, stop following me. But if it were someone more relevant in our life, you would have heard from me. But I will just say, when you're here in New York, keep your eyes peeled because Christmas in New York is quite a big thing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, people that maybe have homes here but don't live here all the time are here. Ooh, so okay. Keep those eyes peeled.
I will. And there are several people I would care to see, but one I don't know that I'd care to see. Actually, that's not true. Someone I do want to see is the subject of this week's stories. I lied to you. I would love to see this person. So,
okay,
Rebecca, do twins run in your family? Do you guys have any twins?
No. Nope. Mine not on either side. Nope.
I do have one cousin, but I feel like maybe it's from the dad's side or something. No one else has twins. But
okay.
There are lots of famous twins throughout the years that we've seen, right? You got Mary-Kate and Ashley.
First ones that came to my head.
Of course. Tia and Tamara Mowry.
Oh, gosh. Sister.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Arnold and Danny from the movie Twins. Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny.
God, the first names for me, could not click into that one. Yes, Twins, the movie.
You're good. Like, Arnold, that was a trick. But Rebecca, when I think of the most influential twins of our generation, there's only two names that come to mind, and that is Darcy and Stacy Silva.
Ugh. Are you tell excited, me everything. Yes, I am so excited.
So I know I have had mental breakdowns in the past where I chose to share that I was watching Darcy and Stacy as a forms of almost rehabbing myself or going further down the, you know, down. I don't know.
Depends.
TBD. Rebecca, besides me sharing that about the Silva twins, is there anything you know about the Silva ladies?
Only things you've sent me over the years. Somehow again, that TLC world kind of remains very peripheral to me. So I think I'd seen glimpses of them, but I've seen more than glimpses, meaning you've sent me weird, intimate, like, videos of them and, like, weird photos that are disturbing. And so that's all I know. I know there's a show. I know there's sisters. I want to know everything. I'm so excited.
Oh, good. So to be fair, I'm not, like, breaking into their house and taking these videos. They're posting these things. And that's
I should have been more clear.
You're good. But honestly, sometimes with the fandom, you never know what people would do. So, Rebecca, we actually meet Darcy on the first season of the hit TLC spinoff, 90 Day Fiancé, before the 90 days.
Oh.
There are so many versions of
this. There's a prequel.
There's one when they're like, these people haven't actually met yet. So they've fallen in love. They want to meet each other, but they're not ready to maybe get engaged, or they're not already engaged starting the process. So,
and it came out after 90 Day Fiancé.
It did.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So a few seasons, they realize we want more of these people. So just, you know.
Right, right.
Constant. Keep it rolling. Yeah. Yep. Right now it's on two nights a week. So there's always a 90 day on.
Okay.
So when we meet Darcy on this first season, we find out she's a mother of two daughters named Aspen and Aniko, and they are beautiful, well-rounded, very normal girls. And I'm not, you know, compare and contrast, but a little bit. They're doing quite well. I'm amazed every time I see them. Well-spoken, smart, love it.
Love this.
Yeah, so when we meet them, they're teenagers, and we also find out that Darcy is a twin, and she has a twin sister named Stacy. Mm-hmm. I can't remember if it's this first time we meet her that they're all living together under one roof, but on and off, Stacy and her two boys and Darcy and her two daughters will all share a house.
That's okay, like some familial version of the Brady Bunch, kind of.
Sort of, but more hair extensions, more more procedures in Turkey, you know, than you can count.
Okay.
So they live in Middletown, Connecticut.
Oh.
Familiar to you?
Actually, yes.
Okay.
No, that's not too far from New York. And I feel like it's the place of that HBO doc about the guy's mom who was murdered, but I digress.
Oh, okay. So on the show, we find out Darcy has this boyfriend, and she has met him online. His name is Jesse Meester, and he is from the Netherlands. He is Dutch.
Cool.
And yeah, and so Jesse is hot, according to Darcy and Jesse. He's also 18 years Darcy's junior.
Whoa.
So when we meet them, she's 42 and he's 24.
That's significant.
It is when you're talking early 20s, especially. Like,
I think an 18-year gap, at a different age range later in life could work itself out. But these are very pivotal ages, 24. And what did you 40, say? I can't do 42. That math. 42.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, they're the inverse of each other. Yeah, those are very different places.
They are. But Jesse is not the first European man that Darcy sets her eyes on, nor will he be the last. But before we begin Darcy's journey on 90 Day Fiancé, let's go back in time to meet a young Darcy and Stacy Silva.
Okay.
So Darcy and Stacy were born on September 23rd, 1974, to their parents, Nancy and Mike Silva. So Nancy and Mike are now divorced, but they appear on screen from time to time. They show up a lot in their spinoff show, Darcy and Stacy. But I don't remember if we saw them in 90 Day Fiancé. Honestly, it all kind of rolls together after a while.
Sure.
They've been on a lot. So growing up, Darcy and Stacy said they were both nerds and didn't have a lot of friends, but they had each other. So they were very, very close. Of course. Okay. They also had an older brother named Michael, and Michael was a huge and still is a very huge part of their life, even in death. So he died of Ewing carcinoma, E-W-I-N-G, not familiar, back in 1998.
Oh, man. Okay.
Yeah. So he clearly had a huge impact on Darcy and Stacy, and he comes up actually quite a bit. He was in his late 20s when he passed away. Mm. So as they're through their grief, through their lives, they decide they want to build a brand together. Why not? And they want to call it House of 11. So
that was one of your clues.
11. Yes. Yeah, there you go. Everything is House of 11 with them. Anything they talk about, it's 11-11, House of 11. And here's a quote from Darcy on where the name came from. And so the he in this quote is referring to their brother, Michael.
Okay.
She said, quote, he was born on May 11th and died on July 11th. So that's where the number 11 comes, like 11-11 on the clock. Mm-hmm. Manifesting your power and owning the things that you do. Kind of goes off there towards the end, but that is Darcy and Stacy speak. It's very live, laugh, love, calendar come to life.
Okay, got it. Got it.
There's lots of twin flame talk. They talk about being each other's twin flame, which... Now the world of twin flames.
That didn't age well. Yeah, they're probably walking that back or not. I don't know.
Yeah. Shalia and Jeff, I don't think they had their paws in this, but they could have. So they talk about being strong, being empowered, putting out good energy, manifesting your power. It's constant with them. Like, there's sage everywhere. There's a lot going on.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
It's fun. So Darcy and Stacy both attend college. Darcy went for acting. I'm not sure what Stacy went for, but they both go to college in Houston, Texas.
Hmm.
I think it was actually two different colleges, but don't quote me on that.
Okay.
So after college, the twins married two men that go on to become the fathers of their children. So Darcy's married to a man named Frank Bollock. Darcy once described Frank as being an aspiring rapper, and she said that she was his number one fan. Frank is of Hungarian descent. I'm not sure exactly how they met, though. They end up being married for 8 years. They have two daughters. And as of today, Frank owns a B&B in New York, but no word on the rapping front. He could still be doing it for all I know.
Interesting career transition.
It really is. And Stacy was married to a soccer player from Yugoslavia named Joran Vasic.
Sounds cool.
Yeah, so they met in college and married and had two sons together. So at some point during this marriage, both of those families live together under one roof.
Oh, with the fathers, with the husbands.
With the fathers at some point, yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's unique.
It is. I always love your words. They're, I mean, like, that's a perfect way to describe this. It's such a nice way to say it. And so if you're like, dang, I wish there were cameras to peep into that. Don't worry, Rebecca. I've got you covered. Here's a trailer from their reality TV pilot, aptly titled Twin Life.
Darcy. And I'm Stacy. We're two busy moms and wives who dream of making in showbiz. Oh, and did I mention we're twins and we live under one roof? There's always a double dose of drama in our world. Welcome to the Twin Life.
Thoughts?
I'm really into it, actually. I love the old sitcom vibe of right? the theme song and the footage. They look so adorable and natural compared. So the photos I had in my mind, honestly, their faces are obscured by their boobs.
Yeah, yeah.
So to see them like this is like, oh, this is what they looked like.
They're adorable.
It's just interesting, but yeah. Super cute. Italian girls from Connecticut. Like, I totally know who they are. I get it.
They really were. And Rebecca, unfortunately, I do have terrible news for you. Even after that trailer, the show didn't get picked up, unfortunately.
Bummer. It had so much going for it in that song.
It really did. I think Darcy's husband produced that song. So his rap career got a publishing credit, I guess, right?
There you go.
Producing, I should say. Yeah.
Not nothing.
But Rebecca, unfortunately, the hits keep coming, and shortly thereafter, both Darcy and Stacy file for divorce from their respective partners on the same day.
Stop. Stop.
Same day. Twins. They manifested it.
They are twin flames.
They are. So Rebecca, at this point, we're basically to where we're meeting Darcy on 90 Day Fiancé. So a few years has gone by. The girls are teenagers. Stacy has her own thing going on. They're divorced, possibly living in the same house, or we're about to move back in together. I'm not sure. I can't remember. So apparently Darcy sees a casting call for 90 Day Fiancé, and she reaches out to them and says, you know, I have this boyfriend overseas, and if you want to follow me, you can follow me. And she's perfect TV. So yes. They were so smart to go with her. So when we meet her, she's living in Middletown, Connecticut, and is getting ready to travel to Amsterdam to meet Jesse. And so her hope is that they'll meet, they will become engaged, he'll move back to the US, marry her, become stepdad to her kids. That's the dream, right?
Yeah.
For Darcy. So Darcy says she gets on an international dating app, and that's where she found Jesse. She's talks a lot about how hot he is and how she thinks European guys have more pizzazz is her word.
Of course it is.
Yes. So when she goes to meet Jesse, do you want to guess how long she planned to travel to visit him the first time?
First time meeting in person. She's going there. She has two teenage girls at home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
First visit.
Yeah.
4 days.
6 weeks.
Oh boy. Oh, Darcy. And oh, no.
And yes, she was in it to win it or lose it quite a bit, depending on how you see it. But yeah, 6 whole weeks she was going to be gone. And she was.
I was even giving her like a buffer day of travel for a longer weekend. I'm like, she's not going to go longer than a weekend. Like, you need an out. You don't know if it's going to be a disaster.
You know that. I know that. Darcy and Darcy's twin flame heart did not calculate for that. No.
Okay.
So as you can imagine, it goes perfectly. And by that, I mean dumpster fire beginning to end.
Oh, my gosh.
He's very curt and cold, and she's emotional and is and has always been looking for this fairy tale. And so she basically thinks anyone she's with is the answer to this fairy tale. It's, okay. It's a lot of that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So at one point during this journey, we meet Jesse's mom and stepdad. And Rebecca, I'd love to share a clip with you of when we meet this couple and Darcy and Jesse talk to them. So it's his mom and his stepdad about their future.
Great.
I'm curious about it. What are your plans now?
If everything in it turns out as you know we envision, then we'll get to the U.S. and live there.
Since I feel like I've been rebirthed and kind of embarking on life in a different new view and journey, it would be a beautiful experience to build a family and to get married. I visualize a little boy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I already picked out names.
Oh, wow.
So,
yeah.
We have seen each other for a day. And we're planning about having kids. Having kids.
I don't mind. It's just thinking about, like, you know, later down the line.
Well, it's not like it's happening right now. Because we need our roots first, you know?
Okay. Now, let's talk about something else.
Oh, my gosh. Whoa. Okay. What country were they in? Amsterdam?
Amsterdam.
Mm-hmm. Tracks with the parents.
Okay.
Eccentric. Cool.
Very.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't Bronwyn's mom. Remember the doctor, whatever her name was?
Uh-huh.
For people not able to watch, she looks like kind of like a Betsy Johnson
That's exactly
type.
What people said. Yes. I would also add a more current reference of being a weird Barbie. I would add weird Barbie to the mix.
Yeah. Thank you for calling up my boomer and
no. That's when she came out. That's exactly what everyone said. But as I was watching her, I was like,
no,
oh, there's some
very
weird
much
in here.
Yeah, it's giving both. Okay, so just that is so Amsterdam. That is so funny. This makes me really want to watch this.
Okay, well, you know what? There's actually anyone else that feels a need like Rebecca. There is a Darcy just like watching Darcy's whole journey. It's called Darcy's Journey. So you don't have to watch all the other couples. They divide them up on the TLC app, which is nice. So you don't have to watch everyone's season.
That's amazing. I might do that actually over the holiday break. And you're so right. All her language was like, oh, I think it'd be really beautiful to start this journey. And there was lots of life journey, beautiful comments.
Yes.
And they've been together for a day. And
a day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
So
let's keep going.
You're caught up. So as you were saying, it does seem like they're wanting something different, right? She's ready to push a baby out tomorrow. And he's like, whoa, I'm still working on my eyebrows. Because that was during a time where he was drawing them in quite severely. Meanwhile, though, Jesse won't even change his relationship status when she arrives. Like, she's like, are you going to change your Facebook? He's like, honey, everybody already knows. I don't need to tell them. She's like, but if you could change, that's what we're at.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's really not that into you. That book was written for Darcy.
Does he just want a ticket to the U.S.?
I don't think so.
Because that's what he mentions at the table, right? That we'll have this life in the U.S. So I'm like, okay,
right.
Is she the only way to get there?
That's the thing. I don't understand. At this point, I do think TV becomes a factor for sure for him. He's definitely not necessarily just looking for love. He's looking for other things.
Got it.
And if you're wondering, you know, what would come next for this couple, you know, Darcy wants to be engaged. And so I would love for you to play this engagement clip.
Oh my God.
This is not an engagement ring.
Did he just give her a ring that wasn't and get down on a knee?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But it wasn't an engagement ring?
I'm sorry, did I say engagement ring? I meant a promise/appreciation ring.
And this knee on the floor?
Uh-huh.
Pay no mind.
Pay no mind to the man behind them.
What an ass. I'm sorry. Oh my gosh, that's cruel.
I'm going to keep that in, but beep you, because it is true. That's what it was. It was terrible. Like, obviously, she's been talking about it the whole time, and to do this in this way.
And you see her face at the beginning. I mean, it's happening. The thing she's wanted, like you said, like
so
the fantasy,
badly.
The prince, mm-hmm. She's in Europe. And then it's not an engagement ring. Oh, my God.
He talks later
Jesse.
About it being an appreciation ring, like, which is.
That's like.
It's so terrible.
A sticker chart. That just sounds so bad.
Oh, yes. That's a good way to think of it. So,
oh, my gosh.
So Darcy gets a ring on top of a windmill. She accepts it eventually for what it is. She goes home and starts planning for Jesse to come to the U.S. She wants him to visit her kids. Like, let's get this going. So if I remember correctly, they were staying in an Airbnb. Mm-hmm. I don't remember why, but that was part of it. Jesse arrives. It's stressful. He basically hates her at this point, and she's pretending not to notice. It's the only way I can describe it.
This is so sad.
I hate to tell you, it's going to get worse. So Darcy wants to make dinner and basically play house with Jesse. So let's fast forward to what I would like to refer to as the steak cut heard around the world.
I do appreciate, you know, him helping, but with my kids, I like things done like a certain way.
We got to get that char grill on there, honey. You got to cut it on a bias, babe. Like, you got to slice it on the side. I used to work in a restaurant. So, oh, don't push me.
I'm not pushing you.
So you just, if you cut it like on the bias, it stays juicy.
Honey.
I'm just helping you. We're doing this together, right? So if you cut it on a bias at a slant, it saves the juice. I've worked in restaurants, so, okay.
I'm done.
I know how my kids like it, so.
Okay, because I can't focus on the fact that that happened in front of the daughter, which I hate.
I know.
I'll focus on cutting it on the bias.
Uh-huh.
Because I just went out for, I have a steak like literally once or twice a year when we go mm-hmm. out for something special. It was my husband's birthday and I got a filet. And I wish I had this in my repertoire to say, I got to cut this on the bias.
It's just the intensity she says it every time.
She's and like, the amount of times she said it.
And do you think your kid cares if you cut it on the bias? Like that, like she was like, we do things a certain way.
Okay. I know. I haven't worked in a restaurant. Do they say that? Because that's like a fashion term. To cut a dress on the bias is like a seamstress fashion thing.
I never bothered to learn, but
cooks,
I say
chefs,
it all the time.
People who know, please mm-hmm. tell us if you actually cut meat on the bias, because I have never heard that and I love it.
It's my favorite thing. I can't pick, you know, have steak without saying I need to cut it on the bias.
Yes, I will never not do that now, but I don't like him like throwing the knife down saying I can't do this.
No.
I'm done in front of the daughter. That was so much tension. I don't like it.
No, he's the worst. So as you can imagine, it just keeps getting worse. Apparently, at some point, a shoe gets thrown. Allegedly, Darcy throws a shoe. The cops were threatened to be called and they just become very off and on. And you'd think that was the end of Jesse, Rebecca, but no. One thing I kind of forgot to mention is Jesse loves the camera. He's never seen a camera he didn't try to get on. There's reunions where he is now a life coach. And, you know, on these 90 Day Fiancé reunions, all of a sudden Jesse will be there. And you're like, he wasn't even on this season. What is he doing here? It's wild. Anytime Darcy is brought up, all of a sudden you see Jesse's Chiron come up and, you know, it says like
ew.
Darcy's former. He's the worst.
Wait, so are they engaged or in a relationship at this
no.
point?
No. Okay, they were in a relationship. She had an appreciation ring, but they were kind of trying to make it work. It's
okay.
not really working.
It's not working. Okay.
It's not working. So he asks her, he goes back to Amsterdam. She's in Connecticut. And he says, basically, meet me in New York. I want to talk to you. So she thinks, what do you think Darcy would think?
Oh, Empire State Building, the top. Here comes the real ring. There'll be a trail of red petals. She'll manifest that the whole way down.
Honestly, Rebecca, you could write a story about Darcy because it really is. She thinks we're going to be together for real. Mm. Like he mm-hmm. really wants to be together. But in true Jesse fashion, he just wants to embarrass her. And so after he basically says, no, I don't want to get back with you. I don't want to be with you. And she's like, why did I come to New York? You could have told me on the phone. Here's what happens after that exchange. And this is another classic 90 Day clip. Another thing I like to quote.
But you didn't come here in the name of love. You came here to end things.
I want to get away from her because she is like next level crazy.
Wow.
So,
really?
Yeah.
Really? Want, because I don't want to talk
if
about
you don't,
personal
if you don't get therapy
matters?
For your
really?
Alcoholism.
What alcoholism?
Your, how long what do you want to hide problems? How
yeah,
long?
Yeah, you need to go. I understand why you came now. You came here
no,
for your
I did
own
not came. I came here
yeah.
out of respect and integrity.
Can you guys
love.
Drop my bags off at the hotel, please?
Yeah, keep drinking, Darcy.
Really? I don't
hide problems.
Any. Really?
Yeah,
really?
Get arrested one more
out,
time.
Jesse.
I came here out of
call
love.
Call yourself out. Why does he have to go through this whole trouble of coming here just to, like, belittle me?
Get some therapy, girl.
You don't treat somebody like that you say that you love. He's so cold.
Why did I even come?
Unbelievable. I can't believe I came for all this crap. This is unbelievable.
The truth hurts, right?
You don't love me. You never did, you liar. You liar. Get out of my life.
Okay, so... Sorry. That was brutal. So is your quote, get some therapy, girl, or get out of my life?
It's the get out of my life.
Okay.
You never love me, feel you like, liar.
Get out of my life. But I really was partial to get some therapy, girl.
With his Dutch accent, it's
you can tell he likes being on the camera. Oh, my gosh.
And that's the whole thing with
him. He's like preening. Like, it's so... Ugh.
They were not really together at all, but he like juices her up to think that maybe there's a chance and
for
she goes
for the camera time.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Gross. Gross, gross, gross.
Yes. So that's really it for Jesse and Darcy.
Okay.
Just kidding. From now on till the end of time, we'll still see him FaceTimed on stuff. I promise.
Right. Okay.
He's like a cockroach to 90 Day Fiance. He goes on to date at least one other girl that was on 90 Day Fiance. He goes on to like the single life. Like I said, there's a ton of offshoots of this. So,
okay.
Moving on, around this time is where we get into the crime of the story.
Hmm.
And it's just about as juicy as cutting the steak on the bias. And Rebecca, we'll get into it after a quick break to hear a word from this week's sponsors. Spring is bursting with fresh energy. The air, our aspirations, and even our homes get a refreshing makeover. And what better time to revamp your home security with SimpliSafe? It's our top choice, and for good reason. Praised as the best home security system for 2024 by U.S. News & World Report, and recognized by Newsweek for its exceptional customer service, SimpliSafe has you covered. From break-ins to fires and floods, its comprehensive sensors keep your entire home safeguarded. I also love that with the cameras I have in my house, I can be gone, not be able to get a hold of a kid, and simply go onto one of the cameras and look around the room and see my kid is there and safe, but just ignoring me, as, you know, kids will do sometimes. And with a range of indoor and outdoor cameras, you can keep a vigilant eye on your property around the clock. For less than a dollar a day, you can enjoy 24/7 professional monitoring, ensuring prompt emergency responses for whenever you need it. Plus, SimpliSafe's monitoring agents can intervene in real time, deterring intruders with the power of voice through wireless indoor cameras. But the best part is there's no long-term commitment, and you have a generous 60-day money-back guarantee. So why not give SimpliSafe a try? If it doesn't exceed your expectations, simply return it for a full refund. SimpliSafe has given us and our listeners real peace of mind. We want you to have it too. Get 20% off any new SimpliSafe system when you sign up for Fast Protect monitoring. Just visit simplisafe.com/criminality. That's simplisafe.com/criminality. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. So before the break, we've watched Jesse and Darcy break up, and Darcy really wasn't in a good place. I think we could agree.
Agreed.
It's around this time where our crime takes place. And if you thought this crime was Darcy stabbing Jesse with a steak knife, you'd be wrong. But a girl can dream.
Yeah, cut that smirk off his face on the bias. Sorry, that was violent.
So as I said before, Darcy and Stacy live in Middletown, Connecticut.
Right.
And their local paper, the Middletown Press, apparently releases a list of arrests, you know, as people are arrested.
Sure.
Every day. So let's take a look at February 20th, 2018 and see what happened to be up on the arrest page that day.
Oh, can't wait.
It reads... Disorderly conduct. Darcy Silva, 43, and Stacy Silva, 43, both of Long Hill Road, were arrested February 8th and each issued a misdemeanor summons for disorderly conduct. The sisters are accused of getting into an argument that reportedly escalated to a quote-unquote cat fight, with both women attacking the other.
Both women attacking the other, meaning they were fighting?
Mm-hmm.
Each other?
The two of them were fighting. Yes!
Oh, I thought they fought someone else.
No, it was the twin flames.
Get some therapy, girls.
I'm so excited you caught that quote. That's such a good one. Good job. And then it says, both will next appear in court March 16th. Rebecca, sometimes we don't get a lot of details in these things because, you know, there's civil suits or whatever. We did get what one of the responding officers said. Would you like to hear that?
Oh, I sure would.
Victim number one, offender number one, stated that her sister began arguing with her and throwing items around the apartment. She reported that her sister also pushed her around and that she never put hands on her sister. What I assume is victim number two, offender number two, but instead it just says Stacy Silva reported.
They're like context clues if you want to figure out this mystery.
We're only giving you one.
But there are only two, so
yeah,
you can luck choose. Is on your side.
Exactly. Stacy Silva reported that her sister was woken up and became extremely upset and started having a verbal argument. Stacy said that during the argument, she knocked over a lamp and flipped over the kitchen table and chairs. Full Teresa.
More than Teresa. She's mm-hmm. making Teresa look like a little butterfly top. I don't know. There That's crazy.
Yeah. So Stacy also said that they both put their hands on each other during the argument and were pushing each other. Witnesses say that it escalated into a cat fight. Witnesses were redacted. I don't know who those kids? Were. I don't know. It doesn't say. So we can pretend it's not.
Okay.
Because we don't know. Okay. And the victim reported that they were not punching each other, but they were pushing and pulling each other around the house.
Sorry.
They're so little.
Pulling and pushing. That actually sounds like a collaborative act, to be honest.
It was a cat fight.
It's like a there twin works. Flame way of fighting. We're pushing, we're pulling.
Exactly.
Okay.
So double trouble, am I right?
Yeah.
So originally the case was filed as a domestic violence incident, but then it moves to disorderly conduct. According to Stacy later on one of these tell-all, she said, quote, I love every time they speak because it is just wait till where it goes. It always goes somewhere else. We got citated. We never got handcuffed. We never got sent to jail. We just had to go to court and the case got dismissed and we're fine. It's nothing I wish upon anybody. We learned our lesson. It brought us stronger together.
Oh my gosh, that like doesn't even make sense in the same statement.
No, that's the thing is it just like gets gobbledygook by the end of everything they say. I love it.
Oh my goodness.
So Rebecca, either way, it's dropped, right?
Okay.
But not before Jesse can give his opinion.
Jesse.
Here's a tweet from Jesse. People keep, all big letters, ready? People keep asking me about Darcy's arrest after domestic violence with her sister. I am not with her, so I do not want to be involved in what she does. And yes, obviously, I distance myself, again, from that kind of behavior. It's sad, but starts with ownership, not lies. Rebecca, he ended it with a hashtag. Would you like to guess what one word he used as his hashtag?
Hashtag silent. I don't know.
Oh, that would be good. Hashtag prayers. Because you know he's going to be condescending.
Oh my gosh. I loved your emphases in his tweet.
Not mine. They were definitely his.
I love, everyone's asking him. They keep asking me and I'm not involved with her, so I'm not going to be involved. So here's my thoughts on it in a public tweet around the world.
There were like 10 other tweets at that time where he says, I'm not saying anything on this. And it's reply, 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 reply.
Jesse. So, get some therapy, girl.
So America still loves the Silva sisters, especially Darcy at this point. And Darcy isn't ready to be done with love just yet. So now, Rebecca, are you ready? There's something I need to tell you. Oh, no. It's about Tom.
Is it a bad Tom?
It's another bad Tom. I forgot about this one.
We have to add him to our roster.
He's. I'll let you decide if we should add him. So stay neutral for now.
Okay.
And then
okay.
At the
sorry.
End,
sorry.
You get to decide if he is a bad Tom.
Okay.
He is. Okay. So Tom is the British beau Darcy meets right around the time that she meets Jesse, right? So they kind of are all talking. She's talking to Jesse. She's talking to him at the same time. Okay. She meets Tom on Facebook and she says they were flirty, but things cooled off when she got with Jesse. So she kind of decided to be with Jesse or whatever. Tom is in fashion, according to Darcy, and not according to my eyeballs. So she, of course, is like head over heels for him.
Of course.
Here's a clip of her and one of her best friends with her explaining the love she has for Tom. So this is prior to going to meet Tom, but I really like this friend. She shows up on their other show, but I think you'll like this clip.
So they've emailed, talked, phone, the whole thing, but not met in person yet.
Haven't met in person, yes.
So I don't understand what makes you feel like you're so compatible with this guy? Because you felt this way before, Darcy.
I was blinded before, but this time I feel like it's real because we've known each other for so long. And
Tom's more my type. I like he's more sophisticated. He's, you know, just got this air of confidence that I love. I feel like we're just really compatible. He's sexy. He's, I love his voice.
So you didn't feel as passionate for Jesse at first?
I mean, it was at the time, but that died out pretty fast.
Yeah, but Darcy, so you were like head over heels. You thought he was freaking Prince Charming from a movie.
Well, he just fooled me, I guess.
So what if you're falling for it again, and here we are? I mean, what if this is just another, like, heartbreak?
I think that's going to happen, but, you know, I mean.
I know, I'm not trying to be negative.
Then I walk away.
But do you have, like, a backup plan?
You know, it's not really thought about, but I feel like we have mutual respect and a great foundation to start. And I'll never put myself through what I've been through with
nobody. Right, you have to live and learn.
Do you think you're definitely ready to start fresh? Oh, I'm ready. It's been a long time. You've cleansed yourself of Jesse. Oh yeah, I'm all new. I mean, I can see that. I see that. Yeah. I see starting fresh. I see a difference in you. Yeah, for sure. Hopefully
this time around it will be great for Darcy. She really does deserve it, but she's got to be careful because she's definitely looking for a knight in shining armor and keeps winding up with a head in tinfoil.
It's a good one. I do like her, too. She's very New York.
And very direct about this, right? Like, she's being kind.
Yeah. No, she's being a great friend. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think she, like, realized it sounded shady when she said, yeah, I can see that, when she said, I'm all new. And I think Darcy meant, like, a spiritual renewal.
Yeah.
But I think her friend was thinking
as
of the
did
surgery.
America.
Yeah. That was fun.
There's been some tweaks since the last time we saw Darcy.
Yeah.
So it's around this time we find out that Darcy's sister, Stacy, is engaged to a guy named Florian from Albania.
Okay.
Rebecca, I love Florian. And it's not because he's a good person or even a nice person. In fact, he's barely a person. I love him because Stacy's so over the top about him and he's just there. And yet somehow it works and I'll never understand it. So back to Darcy. Darcy's back on before the 90 days, so 90 day before the 90 days, and is headed to England to meet this new Tom.
Okay.
And while I hate Jesse, I loathe Tom.
Whoa.
I feel like Tom watched Jesse and said, hold my Pinot.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Tom.
So here's a clip from after Tom and Darcy have met up in England. They've had some dates, and here is Tom presenting her with a ring box.
Oh, no.
I'd like to give you this.
What?
What I'd like to offer you is the key to my house.
What happened there, Rebecca?
Not what I was expecting Tom to look like. A little opened a ring-sized box to reveal an old-fashioned skeleton key that absolutely does not open his front door. I mean, I know it's England, but no.
Sure. She doesn't even live in the freaking country. So what is this key going to do for her?
It's going to go on a chain on a necklace. It's not a real key. Darcy,
no.
Girl, it's not a real key.
Girl, get therapy. He's such a troll. And similarly to Jesse, he really just wants to string her on over and over and over again.
Yeah, he is the poor man's Hugh Grant.
Yeah. Oh, he's the worst. And I didn't like his sister either. But here's where Darcy actually stands up for herself and
good.
She's done with Tom.
Okay.
And get ready. This is where you will officially add Tom to the list. Okay?
Okay.
Can I have the check, please? I'll pay for his coffee. I don't know this Tom. I just feel like he never respected me as a friend or a partner or a lover. Like, you've been silent for weeks. You want to give it another go. You're with another woman. Like, come on, dude. Give me a break. I'm happy to move on. I got bigger and better coming.
Did you put weight on?
What was that? Yeah, good. Wonderful. Enjoy your life.
I will, now you're not in it.
Good, same here. Good riddance, thank God. He's not a nice person. disgusting. He's doing it, Jesse. He's doing it to make himself feel better. Like in some weird power position. Go to your new girl. Leave me alone.
I turned up thinking maybe there was something that was worth holding on to. She wanted to say what she wanted to say, and that was it.
Do you feel like this is final?
100% categorically done and dusted.
On the list or not?
Top of the list. The silence before dropping that horrific comment to her was so eerie and unsettling.
Yeah, he's the worst. And just so cruel. Like,
so cruel to say nothing and then say that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
But I was very happy for Darcy that she did say, like, oh, you don't want to repeat it? Okay, and we're done here. And she was done at that
point. And she was already gone. Done.
Yeah. She was already done.
You know, she handled that beautifully.
Yeah.
That was rough. That was really rough.
Are you starting to see why America roots for Darcy?
Yeah, totally. Oh, my gosh.
We want good things for her. And she is really, like, very sweet, but she's just this fantasy kind of thing. Like, she just can't really move past it. So we're done with Jesse. We're done with Tom. But we aren't done with the menfolk. We meet a new man, but this time it's not on 90 Day Fiancé. This time it's on her new show, Darcy and Stacey. Darcy and Stacey premiered on August 16th, 2020, and it did quite well.
August of 2020.
Yeah. So it was a lot of COVID stuff. Everything was COVID, really. One of their biggest ratings nights had over 2.2 million viewers.
Oh my gosh.
Which is significant in the streaming world,
respectable.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this show, Darcy and Stacey, as you can imagine, it follows the Silva sisters. And I, for one, am so glad it exists, especially in times of trouble. Mother Mary doesn't call to me. It's Darcy and Stacey that call me. And sometimes hoarders. So we get to meet Stacey's fiance, Florian, the man with the personality of a flounder, to be quite honest. He moves to the States and the two of them start their 90-day journey. And we also get to meet Darcy's new man, a man by the name of Georgie. So Georgie's a masseuse from Washington, D.C. by way of Bulgaria. Okay. And would you like to guess where Darcy met him?
Not Facebook.
I mean, social media is all we know.
Okay. So it was online again. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. And here's what Darcy had to say in an interview about him at one point. So this is like via email that she's writing this. So here we go. They asked about Georgie. She says, yes, Georgie's an amazing guy. I'm getting into a new relationship and it's just been amazing. We met over a year ago. He actually contacted me through social media and we were very friendly with each other. As you can see, he's so sexy and hot. We started talking while I was going through my ups and downs, but it was all just very friendly and not flirtatious at all. So after Tom and I broke up, I took my time to heal before deciding to meet Georgie. We ended up meeting in Miami in February during the Super Bowl, and we just had a lot of fun together. We were friends first, but when we finally met, there was an instant attraction. It was almost like we were a couple already, in a sense. We had established a friendship, and then it was suddenly like, whoosh, what is this? And oh my gosh, I've never felt like this. It's been an amazing journey.
End quote. Of course it has, Darcy. All right. Let's see it, Georgie.
I know. Rinse and repeat, right? Like, it's tough.
She brings her full self to every moment. I mean,
absolutely. She
from
loves
the jump.
Love.
She loves love. That's right.
She really does.
Yeah.
So Georgie becomes a part of Darcy and Stacey, and they kind of fall in love and out of love, then back out of love and back in love. And then last November 2022, we hear from someone I was not expecting to be a part of this story, okay? This is going to be a shock to everyone. And this is in regards to Georgie. This is like a rumor about Georgie. And the person you're going to hear from is the late Aaron Carter.
I break up with her. And that night, she starts talking to a man from 90 Day Fiancé.
That's why she was obsessed with that show.
Okay, and guess who his girlfriend is?
One of the Carter.
Darcy Silva.
Darcy, I don't know who that is. She wanted your money.
The two blonde girls, the twins, the two blonde twins from 90 Day Fiancé.
So Aaron's alleging in this clip that his ex-fiancé, this girl named Melanie, was actually dating Georgie. and dating Georgie at the same time Georgie was with Darcy.
Okay.
So he's with Melanie, Georgie's with Darcy, but they're seeing each other.
Okay. I thought maybe he had a history with Darcy.
Oh, no.
Okay. Okay.
One could wish, but no, that didn't happen.
Weird.
Yeah. So it's just one of those weird, like, crossover things that you never saw coming.
Did not see that coming. No, of course.
Yeah. So at the time we're recording, Darcy and Stacey has been out for 4 seasons. Wow. It's followed Darcy's girls getting ready for college, their dad's health struggles, Stacey's wedding to Florian, and Georgie and Darcy's roller coaster relationship. And while a 5th season hasn't been announced, it would likely premiere in January. The other seasons have all begun in January. I haven't found any legit source that says it's renewed or canceled, so I guess time will tell on that. But I imagine if it is renewed, it would follow the recent wedding of Darcy and Georgie. So Darcy and Georgie actually just got married, even after 2 failed engagements with each other. They recently walked down the aisle. Rebecca, do you have any idea what day Darcy would hold so close to her? What day do you think Darcy, House of 11, would get married on?
January 11th, 1-11.
Very close. November 11th.
Okay. 11. Oh, 11-11. 11. That makes more sense. 11. I thought it was in the future. Sorry.
No, they just got married last month. And so while there isn't news on a new season, Darcy has posted this random picture of her and Stacey that says Stacey and Darcy. Not Darcy and Stacey. So the show is Darcy and Stacey.
Right.
But she wrote Stacey and Darcy, which kind of people are acting like maybe it's a new show.
Oh.
And based on nothing. It's just based on this picture.
Is Stacey somewhat secondary, or is it just today's story focuses on Darcy? Like in the show, would you say they're equal players, or is it more Darcy centric?
They're equal players, but I still think Darcy is a little bit more of the focus. Stacey doesn't have her kids on the show, so like she's missing that personal aspect, you know. But I can tell them apart, which I'm always so excited, like that and the Oppenheimer twins. I can tell them all apart.
That's truly a gift, because that is really hard. And when you describe the subtle difference to me, I can see it, but the next time they come on, it's over.
I know. It's like my only talent. So
twins should run in your family. You'd be great with them.
I don't know about that. So commenters, like I said, think there may be a new show. Not sure. And maybe House of 11 Entertainment will be the ones to pick it up. Speaking of House of 11, here's the last clip I've got for you. It comes from 2011. And no, it's not a clip of Darcy and Stacey singing, although those do exist. But I'm doing you a favor by not sending that one. It's from another reality show. It looked like they were trying to make at some point. And this is called The Business of Dance. And also, this is real, no matter how fake the descriptions and people sound.
Okay.
Company 11th Entertainment, with twin sister Stacey Silva, currently concentrating their energies on an action film shooting in LA, Mongolia, and China. Our distinguished board members include Frank Harris, entertainment manager, attorney, and former European pro basketball player. Marguerite Derricks, the only choreographer ever to win 3 consecutive Emmy Awards, with credits including Austin Powers, Charlie's Angels, and Sister Act, the musical. Harvey Russell, artist manager, former record label executive, and co-creator of The Business of Dance, uses his years of experience to help contestants cope with the realities of the entertainment industry. And acting CEO of The Business of Dance is global entrepreneur and industrialist Mr. Mike Silva. With years of experience as a project leader in China, Japan, and the Pacific Rim, he's chairman of the board of the largest private engineering firm in China, the Mason Group, making Mike Silva a true global mogul. Special guests include Chris Judd, choreographer, musician, and actor, known for his work with Brian McKnight, Celine Dion, and Jennifer Lopez. Eddie Garcia, choreographer, dancer, and Michael and Janet Jackson collaborator. And Barry Lather, choreographer, artistic director for Usher, whose credits also include the Grammys, the Super Bowl, P. Diddy, and more. Join us weekly on this crazy journey through art and commerce we call The Business of Dance.
Oh, I'm glad you told me that was real. I never would have believed you.
Right?
Each person's bio got more insane than the last one. I was going to try to remember something to say about each one, but then the next one was more outlandish. First of all, the Terry Russell's guy, his haircut. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yes,
it's
yes.
It's like styled on the bias. It's like, what in the world? Second of all, how could one person be an entertainment manager, pro basketball player and attorney.
He did it all.
And then her dad's the CEO, and it's like, he does business in Asia.
That's it. He does business in China. He's a global leader.
Can't. Oh my gosh. And the music was like too loud and really bad. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Oh, and Chris Judd making an appearance.
Oh.
Who worked with J-Lo, also was married to J-Lo.
Whose work includes, I'm like, being J-Lo's ex. Is there anything else his work includes? What?
That was it. Yeah.
That was amazing. That was amazing.
It really, and they just like recently posted that. That's how I found that. Like, it's a recent thing. Oh my gosh,
that is too bad.
Yeah, and I don't know if you caught this at the beginning. It said that Stacey is one of the hosts, and she's filming an action movie in Mongolia and somewhere else.
I forgot. A lot happened after that, so I did forget that. But that's an amazing fact. She had a cutting edge haircut. I saw.
She did. She did. So Rebecca and everyone, that is the story. Really of Darcy Silva. We got some Stacey in there and the crime of disorderly conduct / having her heart broken. That's all I can say.
Yeah, her crime is she loves love too much.
Mm-hmm.
It's like at a job interview when they're like, what's your biggest weakness? You know, she would just be like, I love too much. I'm too loving.
I mean, honest to God, actually, I think I heard her say that.
Yeah, no, I'm a fan. I didn't expect to like kind of click into this the way that I have. I'm super excited. I think I want to start with Darcy and Stacey, not the one season of The Twin Life. I'll trust maybe you could send me a few more clips of that.
I've never saw anything with The Twin Life.
Oh, you
did? Life is just, it was just a trailer.
Oh,
it might have
been
one episode, but I never saw it.
Oh, I thought it had a season.
No.
Oh, it didn't really get off the ground. I see. Mm-hmm. And then maybe I will do that Darcy 90-day journey.
It's fun. I clipped through a little bit of this to find it, but there's just, she's just very intense and but like feels things. I bet she's a four. Do you think she could be a four?
I mean, that could be why it's resonating.
It
could be, maybe I'm the triplet they didn't know they needed.
No, you're not. As much as I love them, you are not. Do not put yourself in that situation. Okay. But
I'll draw the line. I'm getting too excited.
It's very sweet. Really they support fun. Each other, but they are definitely siblings. So you see a lot of fighting and
a lot of pushing and pulling,
pushing and pulling, throwing chairs, you know, all that stuff.
I like Darcy's voice. Like I appreciate the tone of her voice. I find it cute and kind of endearing.
Okay. We'll Google her singing and get back with me on that.
That's great.
Anyway, that's their story.
I really enjoyed it. Thank you much for the introduction.
Good. I always try to bring you TLC trash.
I know you do, and I'm better for it. That's just me being nice. Mm-mm. I've been like running, like titles are coming through my brain, and I'm like, oh, there's so much to work with here for a title for this. It's going to be fun.
It's all good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that was good.
Good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. So, Rebecca, I've told you about what I've watched, tons of clips from the worst parts of the internet. I would love to know what you've been watching.
Well, it's a great segue, actually, because the people on this show, they love too.
Okay.
Here's the clues. You're going to know it. Senior, mansion, marriage.
The Golden Bachelor?
Aren't you surprised?
I am.
I really enjoyed it. I got bored a little more than halfway through, and I like maybe half watched, skipped a couple things to the end. The beginning, I was completely hooked. I loved the new format with these older people. I found like it was just so refreshing because I actually believe that these people want to find a partner.
Right.
Because they're not 28 and just trying to become influencers.
Yeah.
Like these people really want a life partner. And I really did think Gary was amazing. Mm-hmm. He started to get on my nerves by the end. I could never be with someone so consistently nice, and he doesn't have a lot of edge, you know, he's like, but he's really, really sweet.
I've just seen stuff on the internet that maybe he wasn't being totally honest.
Well, so as of today, I listened to Little Miss Recap, one of our new favorite shows that we just did a crossover with, by the way. You should go check out Little Miss Recap. They do great recaps of lots of shows that we talk about here and watch. We just talked with them about Sister Wives, but anyway, they were doing a Golden Bachelor recap of the finale, so I just listened to that before we got on tonight, And yeah, I didn't know this, but apparently there's like the real Gary story coming out, and maybe he was putting on a little bit of an act, which is very disappointing and not at all surprising.
I know. I feel like that's the most surprising thing, is that we get surprised with these things.
Exactly. Like, I'm like,
nobody's any good.
I feel so hoodwinked. Like, they're so gosh golly, you know, and like, mm-hmm. who is actually like that?
As usual, I have like a bad take on someone. I really like who he chose. I really thought they were well suited for one another. And my friend who told me to watch it was like, she's the worst. Are you crazy? Mm-hmm. So I feel a little stupid for that, but I liked Teresa. I felt like they both would respect that the other is a widow and that they would never have to be worried about, you know, thinking about them or talking about them. Like, that was something they could connect over. And to me, that seemed to be of primary importance for both of them. So I thought, great. But yeah, he had a lot of really great choices. These were some amazing women. And I think Leslie, the first runner up, will be the next Golden Bachelorette if she isn't already. Like, she's stunning. She's vibrant. She's cool. She's funny. She's great.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I thought it was like very heartwarming watch. Got really repetitive, as does The Bachelor, just generally. The formula just, ugh. But yeah, I was here for all of it.
Oh, nice. It was a show I've kept meaning to watch because everyone did say how great it was. And then I just never got into it.
It doesn't feel like a must-see compelling thing. And then over Thanksgiving, my daughter and I just put it on and we both kind of got sucked in.
Yeah. I mean, that's how these things happen.
That's why we're here. Yeah. That's how this podcast started. We got sucked into different and similar things. And here
we are. It's the only way, right?
So what have you been watching?
I feel like I've been watching a lot of stuff, but I'm going to give you this one. I think you might get this one. I believe in you. Okay. Netflix.
Uh-huh.
Doctor.
Uh-huh.
Scam.
Mm-hmm.
It just came up on Netflix.
Oh, it just came out?
Mm-hmm. Like Netflix, probably a week ago.
Doctor Scam. I actually don't know.
I bet you do know this story, though, because I swear I've seen a whole other documentary on this. It's called Bad Surgeon, Love Under the Knife.
Ooh.
So it's Dr. I don't remember how to say his last name, is a world famous for his revolutionary stem cell infused windpipe transplants. There's just one problem. His patients keep dying. And so it's this story of this doctor who is a great surgeon, all these things. He ends up dating this reporter.
Oh,
I think this was from Dateline. You know this story, right?
This is a season from Dr. Death, the podcast.
That's what it is. Okay, so that's what this story is.
I've heard this whole story. She's a reporter, a journalist, and she starts covering one of his patients.
Yep.
It's a series?
It's 3 episodes. It's really good.
Is it scripted or a documentary?
No, it's a documentary.
Oh, I gotta watch this.
Yeah, you'll love it. I must have seen when she did like a Dateline, because I think that was it. I think she worked on Dateline and they ended up talking about it because I've seen her. I know her.
Mm-hmm.
He like her whole part in it, if you haven't watched it, is she meets this doctor. She's covering his story. They fall in love. She's going to move to live with him, but there's all these weird things and the Pope's going to marry them. And
ugh.
Right?
Yes, it is insane.
It's so insane. And it's so insane you can see how somebody could believe it like at this level, because how could somebody be lying at this level? But in this, you meet a whole different side of him that you didn't know about. Like, he had been married, and so you meet her. But when you find out how he met her, it's just wild.
Oh,
so definitely, I watched it in one night.
I didn't know this existed. My daughter's going to want me to wait for her on this, but I don't know if I can. I need to see. I had no idea this existed. That season of Dr. Death, which I really do like. I think it's a great podcast.
Mm-hmm.
That season in particular was so good. Do they in the series cover her friends that go with her to Italy?
Yeah, they're in there.
I love them. Mm-hmm. I love them. Oh, this is so exciting.
It's really good. So if you have seen the other... either listen to Dr. Death or you've seen the other document. Something has been out with him because I know her. So definitely if you're looking for something new, it's good. 3 episodes and they do a good job. There was a whole other documentary that was going on behind this. It's just crazy and all these other doctors are involved. You'll really like it.
That title is a little misleading. Like, it sounds so trashy. I mean, not like
this is the best bad story. Surgeon,
love under the knife.
Yeah, doesn't that have like kind of Oxygen vibes?
Oh, it's very Snapped.
Interesting, because that's how the title sounds to me, but it's mm-hmm. Netflix and the story is so smart. Like it's on Dr. Death is so kind of well done in this kind of like, I don't know, I think their production value is just so good. And I love the host of Dr. Death. This is great. This is such a good suggestion.
Yay, I feel like I got a present.
No, mm-hmm. you always...
Well, for the record, The Curse, I'm still watching it, 4 episodes in, and I have a theory that it's Nathan Fielder doing this elaborate hoax, and he put the script into, he like created a script in ChatGPT because it's something he would do because it doesn't make Melissa, any sense. I want this on the record.
Yeah. So wait, is it playing out weekly, the show? So like that could be a reveal. So you could be right. And I hope you are. That is so exciting.
I would be so happy because I've given too much of my life to this.
I'm really rooting for that to be true. And I also feel like you are someone that would pick up on that.
Well, it just doesn't make sense. But then some people online say it does, and it doesn't make any sense. So no, I
trust you.
Yeah. And I love him. So I want
to. I know. That's why I trust you. It's like, you know him, you know his work. And I feel like you have a very good handle on.
And I don't trust anything.
Plots. And there's that. You're a true skeptic. Mm-hmm. That's great. Not the skeptic part, but everything else.
I'm good with it.
Keeps you safe. Mm-hmm. So a little, I don't know if it's an announcement, but our next episode will be basically, I think, coming out on the 22nd. So in light of that, we will have a new episode, but it will be a little different. We'll be covering something that we're watching in the Bravo universe.
Yes.
Is that what we're doing?
I think so. And we were thinking.
You explain the next part.
Okay, we love Watch What Crappens. Everyone knows that. They do their crappy awards. We're not looking to do that. But we are inspired by them and want to just do like a best of from this year. Just a few fun little categories that we'll have up on Instagram. If you want to vote for them, you can, and we'll announce them. Just silly whatevers.
Yeah. Superlatives memorable. That's perfect. Like, okay. Like, end of year memorable moments. So if you're not already following us on Instagram, go ahead and do that at Criminality Show. And we will be putting up some polls after this episode comes out. So follow us there. Give us your vote. And then we will go over the results. Yeah. At the next episode and talk about something we're watching that will be current that you're probably all watching. And we'll recap it together. And then we'll be back in the very new year with an all new story.
Yay. I'm excited.
That's how it's going to work. So I'm excited too. I just can't believe this is where we are in the calendar. It's just doesn't make any sense.
Mm-mm. It's all backwards.
I think I challenged someone yesterday about it being December. Like I know it's December, but I didn't think something was late from November 30th. Like it didn't seem that late to me, but someone was like, it was like 4 or 5 days ago. I was like, no, it wasn't. And I was like, oh yeah, it absolutely was.
It's funny you say that because literally today I got an email back from somebody and I was like, when did I send that email? And it said November 30th. And I was like, oh wow, that was like a week ago at this point.
I know. That's exactly what happened to me. And I was humbled. Yeah. So hope everyone's hanging in there. Thanks as always for listening. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Bye.